The excitement is building. Jesus is no longer a character in a storybook called the Bible. He has become a real presence in the lives of these children who have gathered faithfully week after week to be nourished by the Word of God. They shared stories, argued, laughed, and cried together. They prayed as a group, and they showed the maturity to offer their own personal prayers. They sat in silence to hear God's voice, and they sang songs of praise. They learned about the saints and the mystics, and they looked closer to home to find the modern-day saints. They explored what it entails to be Christian, and they learned to understand that God has a special plan for their lives. They learned about the compassion of Jesus through poetry and song, and they overcame their shyness by volunteering to read aloud. They learned to show reverence when visiting the church and blessed each other with holy water. They gathered in a circle around the altar, which they had come to know as the table for the family of God. This table, where they would share in the mystery of the Eucharist, and where they would return to again and again for nourishment and strength for their daily lives. As I reflect on our journey together, I find myself asking, could I have done more? Were the foundations strong enough? As I ponder, I am reminded of the words of Archbishop Oscar Romero. We cannot do everything, and there is a sense of liberation in realizing that. This enables us to do something, and to do it very well. It may be incomplete, but it is a beginning, a step along the way, an opportunity for the Lord's grace to enter and to do the rest. We may never see the end results, but that is the difference between the master builder and the workers. We are the workers, not master builders, ministers, not messiahs. We are the prophets of a future not our own.